WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
There have been many pioneers in the science of weather, and one not so well-known pioneer was Wilson Alwyn Bentley, the first known photographer of snowflakes. Born February the 9th, 1865, Bentley became interested in snow crystals as a teenager on his family farm. He tried drawing what he saw through an old microscope his mother had given him when he was 15, but the snowflakes were too complex to record before they melted. Not to be outdone, he attached a bellows camera to a compound microscope and, after much experimentation, photographed his first snowflake on January the 15th, 1885. Each crystal was caught on a blackboard and transferred rapidly to a microscope slide. Even in sub-zero cold, snowflakes exist only briefly because they sublimate going from solid to gas. Bentley poetically describes snowflakes as tiny miracles of beauty and snow crystals as ice flowers. Despite these poetic descriptions, Bentley brought a highly objective eye to his work. At the end of the 19th century, Bentley's work gained attention of Harvard, which acquired some of his photomicrographs. But he really caught everyone's imagination when he and George Henry Perkins, natural history professor at the University of Vermont, published an article in which he argued that no two snowflakes were alike. After this, he published other articles in magazines including National Geographic, Nature, Popular Science, and Scientific American. In 1931, Bentley worked with William Humphreys of the U.S. Weather Bureau to publish Snow Crystals, a monograph illustrated with 2,400 photographs. He's also responsible for the entry on snow in the 14th edition of the Encyclopedia Britannica. His photographs were not limited to snowflakes. He also photographed all forms of ice and natural water formations, including clouds and fog. He was the first American to record raindrop sizes and was one of the first cloud physicists. He died of pneumonia at his farm on December the 23rd, 1931. Wilson A. Bentley was memorialized in the naming of a science center at Johnson State College in Johnson, Vermont. The broadest collection of Bentley's photographs is held by the Jericho Historical Society in his hometown, Jericho, Vermont. He captured over 5,000 images of crystals in his lifetime. Well, just like snowflakes, there's no two of me in the world either, and I know we're all glad about that. If you have questions concerning weather terms, send them to question@weatherbrains.com.